Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Now for round two of our program today, we've been talking about musicians who box, and now in our regular pick three feature, we hear about musicians who've paid tribute to boxing and boxers. Joining us for this pick three, boxing edition, is NPR sports correspondent Mike Pesca. Mike, welcome back.
Thank you. I only regret this couldn't have been recorded on December 26th.
Why?
Boxing.
Yes, of course. The surprising thing is how much music you had to choose from in coming up with your pick three.
Well, it's surprising, especially given the state of boxing today, which isn't even the most popular combat sport. MMA is mixed martial arts. But when you consider that there's an old trope about sports writing and that the quality of the writing is inversely proportional to the size of the ball. So golf has good writing. Baseball is great writing. But the best writing is about boxing because it's not even about sport. It's about humanity and barbarism and being the warrior. And that's exactly what attracts singer-songwriters to boxers and boxing.
Mm-hmm. So we've already mentioned in the previous segment Miles Davis.
Yeah.
Heard a little bit of, you know, the Fresh Prince, Jazzy Jeff.
I think I could beat Mike Tyson. So I didn't know he was Buster Douglas, but okay.
Yeah, right. Bob Dylan, of course, mm-hmm. with Hurricane, right. And there was one or two others. Paul Simon, etc. Who did you alight on for your pick three?
Well, first, when I discuss this with people, I'll tell you why I didn't pick Paul Simon and Bob Dylan for Hurricane. To me, Hurricane is really a song about a falsely accused person, someone right. in jail. Happens to be a boxer. He actually gets his boxing wrong. There's a lyric, number one contender for the middleweight crown. Ring Magazine had him in the top 10, but he was never that great. Reuben Hurricane Carter was never that close to being the champion. But still, I mean, I love that song, and that's a great song. But if we're talking about boxing, and to me, The Boxer by Paul Simon, by Simon and Garfunkel, you could have changed the profession. I mean, it's called The Boxer, mm-hmm. but it's really about a down-and-out kind of guy who, you know, finds comfort in the horrors of 7th Avenue and so forth. But to me, it wasn't essentially about boxing or boxers, and it wasn't the story of a boxer. So I want to give them credit. They're great songs, but I didn't pick them.
All right, but what did you pick?
First pick, Boom Boom Mancini by Warren Zevon. And Warren Zevon loves to take a subject and explore it from all depths and tell a story. And I think the middle, the center of this, and why I was talking about Boom Boom Mancini other than how great his name is because Boom Boom Mancini killed a fellow boxer in the ring. I mean, it wasn't his fault.
And we should also say that the other boxer,
Dooku Kim,
died 4 days after the fight.
Right.
So it wasn't like he just stood there and dropped the guy.
Right, you know. Which has actually happened and, in fact, is referenced in one of my – a situation exactly like that is referenced in one of my later picks. But, you know, Warren Zevon's one of my favorite songwriters of all time. I love when he writes about, you know, mercenaries in Latin America. He's the only guy I know who, you know, will write a song called The Envoy about a guy who was negotiating the Lebanese peace. And his Boom Boom Mancini song is absolutely one of my favorites.
The Tale of Ray Boom Boom Mancini from the late Warren Zevon.
Hurry home early, hurry on home. Boom Boom Mancini's fighting Bobby Chacon. Hurry home early, hurry on. Youngstown, Ohio, Ray Boom Boom Mancini, a lightweight contender, like father, like son. He fought for the title with Chaos in Vegas, and he put him away in round number one. So hurry home early, hurry on home. Boom Boom Mancini's fighting Bobby Chacon.
That is Warren Zevon with the tale of Boom Boom Mancini, the first of Mike Pesca's three picks in our pick three, all of them songs about boxers or boxing. And we mentioned the Korean fighter Dooku Kim, who died after fighting Mancini. There is a song about him as well, by this one-man band called Sun Kil Moon.
Right, so Sun Kil Moon, this is deeply layered. And let's just say that Zevon, you know, in his song addresses, you know, speaking in Boom Boom Mancini's voice, says they made hypocrite judgments after the fact. The name of the game is be hit and hit back. So in Duck Who Kim, which is on an album by Sun Kil Moon. Now, this is how it gets a little complicated. Sun Kil Moon is the name of a band put together by Mark Kozelek. He used to be with a band called Red House Painters. Mm-hmm. They were basically him every time.
Right.
Duck Who Kim's the name of a song on that album. The lyrics to that song on the album are the exact same lyrics to another song on the album called
Salvador Sanchez.
And Salvador Sanchez is sort of a Neil Young, more, you know, gritty, fuzzy riff. Duck Who Kim is more contemplative and laid back. But in each case, he's talking and he references a bunch of boxers who died. In fact, Salvador Sanchez, Duck Who Kim, and another boxer is mentioned, Pancho Villa, they all died at the age of 23.
Wow.
And Mark Kozelek is a big boxing fan, but I think what he's really trying to do is evoke ghosts.
Mm-hmm. So it's not the whole album is about boxing, but these three
The name of the album is, the name of the group is Sun Kil Moon, which is a play on Sung Kil Moon, who himself was a boxer. Three boxers make it into this song. There are other songs that talk about Cassius Clay and Sonny Liston. Boxing is shot through this album.
The album's called Ghosts of the Great Highway by the one-man band Sun Kil Moon, and this song is Salvador Sanchez. That is the band Sun Kil Moon, essentially. It's Mark Kozelek of the Red House Painters and his one-man band, Sun Kil Moon, from the album Ghosts of the Great Highway, the song Salvador Sanchez, a song on an album all about boxing, boxing imagery, boxing names and illusions, and that's shot through Mike Pesca's pick three list for us on Soundcheck today. Mike Pesca is NPR sports correspondent. We're hearing some comments from the Peanut Gallery while we're going through your list. Stuart in Manhattan suggests Mama Said Knock You Out by LL Cool J.
Yeah.
And Michael has called in to mention the Bob Dylan song Who Killed Davy Moore, which is another song about a boxer who died in the ring. So
And in that song that we were just hearing, Salvador Sanchez, you just heard a mention of Pancho Villa, and he died in the ring in 1925. And I was just reading up on his story. I vaguely was aware that he existed. He's a Filipino fighter brought to America. Pancho Villa, actually, obviously not his name. He died of an impacted molar, or he was supposed to get treatment. He was carousing. He just let this tooth problem linger, and he died of something that he died on waiting for an operation.
So not
in the totally weird story,
but not in the ring.
Well, he was protecting his face because he didn't want to call off the fight, and he was protecting his face so much, and then the impacted molar just got worse. He died of something called Ludwig's angina, which I never heard of, but it's how a toothache can kill you.
All right. Thank you for that cautionary tale, Mike Pesca. So let's finish up your pick three, Sister Winona Carr. that does not sound like the name of someone who's going to come out swinging.
Well, you know, as I was going over the list, there are a lot of songs, and it turns out, you know, there are a lot of songs by middle-aged white singer-songwriters writing about boxers. And, you know, throughout American history, someone once said, if you want to tell the story of the American underclass, look at who the middleweight champion is. Because first it went from, you know, Jewish kids to Irish kids to black kids to Hispanic kids. And so I didn't want to just pick three, because there were a lot of choices of, you know, white singer-songwriters. Bruce Springsteen has The Hitter, and Mark Knopfler is a pretty good song about Sonny Liston. Then again, I went through some of the rap songs, and most of them don't get to the depths of boxing. It's mostly, you know, a lot of braggadocio. I'm Gonna Knock You Out, it's a great song. I don't think it's a great song about boxing. And then I remembered that Sister Winona Carr, I became aware of her after watching the movie Cobb. Directed by Ron Shelton, about Ty Cobb. And over the ending credits to the movie Cobb, they play a song called Life is a Ball Game, an extended metaphor, a gospel song about baseball. It's a great song. I had never heard of Sister Winona Carr, so I called up Leonard Lopate, and he told me everything about her since he knows all about gospel. And I went out and bought her greatest hits. And it turns out, and then I later read up on her, that she was a gospel singer who also really wanted to get into pop and rock and roll and so forth. But she was very drawn to writing contemporary songs about things in the popular culture. So she not only has this baseball song, she has a song called Dragnet for Jesus, and because Dragnet was a popular radio and the TV show at the time, and she has 15 rounds with Jesus. It's as good as you think it's going to be.
Sister Winona Carr. Sister Winona Carr. Solomon is the referee.
Yeah. Solomon is the umpire in her song The Ball Game, by the way. Yeah, she likes that one.
So she's going 15 rounds with Jesus, and you could just barely make out the line as we came back. I'm not sure he's going to fight fair, she says. What a great song.
So it's a gospel song where the singer is, I guess, putting herself in the role of Satan.
Or sinner, at least.
Sinner, yeah.
All right. Mike Pesca, NPR sports correspondent, sharing his pick three with us. MP from Brooklyn writing in with yet another suggestion, Amy Mann's 2005 concept album, The Forgotten Arm, which is a great collection of songs, boxing allusions all through them. But we're going to end, Mike, with Manny Pacquiao.
Oh. Now, it's good that we end with him. Because I don't know how long you'd want to stay with him, as he's saying.
Yeah, but I don't know if you want to tell him that to his face.
No, he's a man of many talents. And he sang this song on Jimmy Kimmel and brought a tear not only to my eyes, but the guy who composed it.
Who actually sings backup on the video now, Dan Hill. So Manny Pacquiao, who has won belts in numerous weight classes, is a congressman in the Philippines, a serious contender to eventually be president of the Philippines. You don't want to mess with this guy. So I'm just going to get out of the way without further comment and say, this is Manny Pacquiao singing.
Romance in all its tragedy leaves me battling with my pride. But through the insecurity, some tenderness survives.
Still to come on Soundcheck, Jack DeJohnette. He's set for a big year in 2012. He'll turn 70, he'll receive an honor from the NEA and release a new album, and he'll play live in our studio next. And we here at Soundcheck want your help with an upcoming segment about music tattoos. We want to hear about those band logos, the treble clefs, and the other music-related images that adorn your own self. Find out how to share your story and an image of your tat in all its glory on our webpage at wnyc.org/soundcheck.